This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
And cops, it seems, have been shooting people to no one hears. Surprise. I mean,
that's what they do.
It is what they do. But there's two cases in particular that have been in the news today, one of which caught my attention because it's from South Haven, Mississippi, which is actually where I'm from. And I know one of our listeners is from that same area.
Sorry about all that, all of you.
It happens. But apparently police there, the whole thing was a debacle from beginning to end, right? They show up at this trailer park. And inside they find a Mexican who ends up being shot and killed in the back of his head. Then the cops say, oh, well, we were serving a warrant for Tate County, which is the county that I actually lived in at the time.
Which is where the safe South Haven is.
No, they're in DeSoto County, just to the north of Tate County.
All right.
But Tate County immediately came out and said, that's a lie. We had no warrant for this guy. We don't know what you're talking about.
This is your problem, fellas.
Yeah. And it turned out to be, you know, that the DeSoto Sheriff's Department and Police Department were simply lying about the entire thing. So
they just made the whole thing up?
Yes. So serving a warrant that didn't exist, they showed up at the wrong address, shot and killed a guy in the back of his head, and today have said that it's totally okay because he had no constitutional protections because he was an illegal immigrant.
That's not how this works.
It isn't. And, of course, there's Amber Geiger, who is the Texas policewoman who broke into someone else's apartment and shot and killed them and then tried to use the excuse that, you know, it was dark and she thought it was her apartment. I have to wonder, how drunk do you have to be to wander into someone else's apartment like that?
Well, is it in the same building?
Presumably. It is in the same building.
So I suppose it's possible that you don't have a lot of decoration, like in the first part of your building, and then maybe you, I don't know.
I'm not denying that it's possible.
They're probably cookie cutter apartments is my guess.
Sure. But they still have numbers on them.
Well, as a drunk guy who's shown up at somebody else's house and is lucky that he didn't get shot, I'm going to say that it's possible.
It's definitely possible.
Yeah.
Right. But
now, did she drive home is what I want to know.
That's a good question. Well, I don't know if she was drunk. You know, I'm not sure if that's actually been.
That's probably a direction to go here.
I would imagine that she's drunk. Well, I've got the article here in front of us. I don't think it will really let us know whether or not she was drunk either. But she's the Dallas police officer, and her belief that she was in her own apartment when she fatally shot a neighbor in his home is absurd. A prosecutor said during closing arguments at the officer's murder trial.
Okay.
Assistant District Attorney Jesse Fine said Monday that Amber Geiger was an intruder in Botham Jean's home when she killed him last September. I mean, that's pretty cut and dry.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened.
It doesn't matter, really, if she was sober or drunk. She walked in, found this dude sitting. You would think at this point, you walk into somebody's apartment, you don't see your furniture, you don't see your family, your television, or anything that belongs to you. It all belongs to somebody else who's sitting there in the dark watching television, relaxed, possibly in his underwear, and you shoot and kill him.
Eating a bowl of ice cream. That's what he was doing.
Well, did he stand, I guess, is the question here. It's like, why is that guy in my... Like, I don't know. What I would say is that there's a difference between accidentally walking into someone's house and believing that it's your house, and then drawing and firing on that person that you believe is an intruder in your house, and randomly walking into people's houses and shooting them.
Mark, the thing is, cops these days are trained to shoot first and ask questions later.
Sure, but Amber should not go to jail for that. Amber should go to jail for Amber's actions, not for the actions of police officers or their training or their trainers or what society as a whole expects or wants or will put up with from police officers. Amber's guilty of what Amber did, which by the sounds of it is manslaughter. Hmm. Best I can tell on this case. I'm not, because murder requires significantly more from sort of understanding, and nobody's managed to tie that I've heard this guy to Amber in any way. So we would have
to
believe,
other than being a neighbor. I think it becomes murder because she had so many opportunities to realize that she wasn't in her own apartment, right? Not only would the door number have been different, but
sure,
the actual route that she took there would have been different at least by 20 steps, right? And none of this caused her to go, wait a minute, this can't be my apartment. Then going in, finding a stranger there, and furniture that wasn't hers, all of those should have been warning signs of, oh, this isn't where I live.
Okay, so what do you think it means if Amber gets manslaughter?
I don't know.
Well, what do you think she'll get as a sentence? At this point, sentences are all that we can really talk about. I don't think society's not going to be healed by either convicting or letting Amber go. It's certainly not going to be healed by letting Amber go, right?
I agree. It's going to be made worse whether she's convicted or not. Retribution-based justice is not justice at all. It just creates more violence in an already violent society.
I think that some people will feel better if she is found guilty of something.
But that's
something.
Animalistic, barbaric lust. I mean, that's lust to see somebody chained up and whipped with chains. I mean, that's not justice, though.
It's not going to bring the guy back.
Right, and the justice, when you're talking about a dead man, is difficult to mete out. Because
it's impossible to meet out.
I think you can do better than other things. Like, so if Amber had to give a certain amount of money every month to the family or face, enslavement in some manner in order to pay it off, I think that would be better. Do
you get it? So two wrongs make a right.
Well, do I? If you end my life, it costs my wife and my son money, at the very least.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they're probably going to be upset, and sure, Jack, grows up without a dad and all that stuff. But at the very least, they shouldn't have to have their lifestyle changed as well as their life. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. I just don't know that I can get on board with it.
Okay.
Because I can't come at an issue from the perspective that two wrongs make a right.
I'm not claiming that two wrongs make a right, but I'm claiming that if you do something to harm people, you need to do the best you can to make it good. And often people aren't very good at determining what the best thing is to make things good themselves, so they needed somebody from the outside to determine that. And if they don't like the ruling of the person from outside, then somebody has to force them to deal with it.
That's the part that makes it two wrongs making a right, though.
I don't know that it is.
I mean, if they voluntarily choose to, make recompense, mm-hmm, that's wonderful. I would argue that the recompense should probably still be turned down, because the only way to truly have any sort of justice for having been victim of a crime is to forgive the perpetrator of that crime.
It's easier to forgive when you don't have to live in poverty because the perpetrator did something to leave you in a situation,
I don't disagree, but if they don't want to take up that burden, if they don't want to face responsibility for what they did,
then they should be shot center of mass.
Yeah, see, that's two wrongs make a right.
I'm
not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying
we have to function as a society here, and this lady was functioning in society. Okay? Like, she voluntarily decided, I'm going to sign up for this job where I work for the government, and, that takes, in and of itself, takes on a great deal of responsibility. You take on the responsibilities of the government when you choose to get the paycheck. And
agreed.
So, she opted into this. She didn't decide to go live out in the woods outside of society. She said, society, here I am, I'm stepping in, and I'm going to take all the advantages of it. Well, the disadvantages are there, too. And so I'd say we need justice.
That sounds an awful lot like
you
saying there's a social contract, Mark.
I think that there probably should be a social contract, in so much as
an actually written one, though.
You want to walk into this geographic area and you want to do business and live or whatever here, sign this. That would be...
I would agree entirely with that. You know?
Right. Make so at explicit. This point, we're just talking about an ethereal... Since we don't have that, we're talking about an ethereal notion of what justice is.
Right.
And justice doesn't mean that you get to do what you want and then say, I don't feel like the other person's being entirely fair, and then just, you know, wander off. That's not justice either.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can, too. GoDarkBags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
Now, you may have heard of Kristen Hall. She's the former Florida attorney and former prosecutor fired after teaching the Constitution. Even though she was ordered not to by her boss, state attorney Skip Jarvis, she wouldn't stop and stood up for liberty over a paycheck.
I think this is very interesting, and I'm excited to see the webinar that Chrisanne Hall is going to be putting on here with in conjunction with Free Talk Live. And what's the website for it?
LFU.freetalklive.com. That's LFU, Liberty First University.
Freetalklive.com. It's going on tomorrow at 8 p.m. right during the show. So, go check it out. I think it's going to be a lot of fun and very informative. I'm interested in what she has to say on the Constitution. LFU.freetalklive.com.
It's going to be great. I'm looking forward to it. I'm also looking forward to getting it behind me because it's kind of a high-stress thing.
It's the first one that we're putting on of these, and I think that it was an interesting idea. It was proposed to us by one of our, sort of tertiary team members who said, hey, you know, these people that are going to conventions and they're putting on events and they're getting, 30, 40 people showing up to their, speeches, why doesn't Free Talk Live put on its own speeches? And you're right. That's a good idea. Let's try this out and have some webinars and see if people want to see these speeches and go to a Liberty convention from their house.
It's a cool concept.
Yep. Now, obviously, I can't say that I'm, 100% on board with everybody who is going to be doing an event or that kind of thing, but it's a Liberty event, and I'm not on board with everybody who's at a Liberty event either. So, come on. Check it out. LFU.freetalklive.com.
Absolutely. Now, we've been talking about this cop who...
Right. So, we got derailed. And on one hand, you believe that she committed murder, whereas I believe she committed manslaughter. So, I'm...
I would also argue that there's no difference. The difference there is one that our legal system imposed by, factoring in things.
You don't think intent matters?
I think there was too much negligence on her part for intent to matter.
There's a lot of negligence.
Well, negligent homicide is a different category. Legally, it's a different category of crime.
See, but right. I'm not talking about legality. I'm not interested in legality. I'm interested in morality.
Well, legality is words, and words, there's theory behind it, and,
sure.
We are operating in English here, so I'm going to use the English words that I've got that I understand.
Okay.
So your claim is that she's committed murder because there's a sufficient amount of negligence going in. I would say that doesn't reach the level of what the word murder means, at least in a legal sense, if we're going to use definitions. So maybe you do agree that it's manslaughter.
Sure.
A highly... okay, great. So, fine. You're fine with the term.
I'm not going to split hairs on that, no.
All right. So, then, that's going the other direction. I believe there should be some kind of punishment, some kind of retribution to the victims and that kind of thing. And why don't you state your opinion, whatever that is?
Okay, well, I will start by pointing out that my mother was, in fact, murdered when I was very, very young. And there was the murderer for that was never punished, never did any time, never officially named. The only reason I know who the murderer is because I'm not stupid. I'm able to piece two and two together.
Okay.
And so were the police at the time, but there was no body, so no evidence and all of that. So from a very young child, I had to come to terms with that. And ultimately, the only way to find any peace whatsoever to having this very close family member murdered was to learn to forgive the person who did it.
I would agree with you 100% on that, is that dragging around, whatever, feeling of vengeance you have isn't going to be particularly effective in helping you to live a good life.
Right.
However, no. I would also say that, that doesn't mean that there shouldn't be punishments simply because forgiveness is a good idea.
But if I've forgiven him, what value does him being punished bring me? I mean, psychologically speaking, punishing bad behavior is a significantly worse way to change people's behavior than would be, rewarding good behavior.
So,
and our justice system is based on the idea that you can punish bad behavior and make people good.
What kind of What kind of good behavior do we as a society really want to reward?
Efficiency, honesty, all of the things that a free market naturally awards. You know, I would
argue
that
we don't do that now?
We're not able to because of statism and the current justice system. If we would get those out of the way, we would have just the free market system there, which would reward people for being honest in their dealings, for not committing aggression, and all of these other things. And it would inspire people to become better people.
I'm not entirely sure that's true. So if
I mean, there's plenty of psychological evidence substantiating it.
Well, let me argue against for a moment here. So I operate in a world where I attempt to be fiercely honest. Certainly, sometimes I make mistakes. Sometimes I misstate things and those kind of things. You know, misstatements and lies are different things.
Sure.
You know, are there areas in my life that I'm willing to lie about? Yes, to the right people. In the same way that the Quakers were willing to lie to slave catchers about the slaves in their barns, I believe that there is sometimes that a lie will serve a greater good. I'm talking about this being a small fraction of 1% of lies that are told, okay? Like a very unlikely situation that's going to lie. But I'm not, you know, I don't run around and say, Aria, your hair looks awful, or anything like that, in order to tell the truth to people. I don't think that, but you need to do. You got some dark ends there. You know, you telling the truth to people doesn't mean that you want to.
Did you just call out my hair on national radio, Mark?
I'll do it without a problem. Cam.freetalklive.com. Yeah, so I kind of rambled on and kind of forgot.
Well, you were talking about telling lies,
right? So, when it comes to punishment, if somebody will tell a lie 20% of the time and we reward them for the 80% good behavior and then don't really sort of punish them for the 20% bad behavior, then they're going to still do reasonably well in life when they lie sufficiently to harm people.
It's not really that simple, though, because the fact that they're 20% unreliable makes them unreliable. You wouldn't know.
Right. Well, how do they turn that around?
They would have to be honest all of the time.
When? For how long?
And how would you
Indefinitely.
Know?
Indefinitely.
Okay, so now I have to start being honest for 2 weeks? 2 weeks worth of honesty? Get me back into the good graces of society? Or do I just languish down here in the ditch for a year?
It would depend on the person. Like, I will never believe anything else my father ever tells me. Even if he spends the rest of his life telling me the truth, because I know him to be a habitual liar.
Okay, so now he's a habitual liar. Uh-huh. If he gets this classification by society through some kind
of... The same way people with bad credit rebuild theirs.
Right. Over time, they can, but it takes a long time. And ask anybody with bad credit what it's like, and it is difficult to claw your way out of it.
As it should be.
Well, and that isn't some kind of happy fairyland where people are, like, incentivized to tell the truth. What they're incentivized to do there is anything it takes to claw their way out. And honesty is usually the last recourse for humans.
Not in a free market.
I don't think so.
I mean, honesty involves I took out this loan, so I'm going to pay it back. That's honesty.
That'd be a good idea.
Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was on the line when President Trump asked Ukraine's leader to investigate Joe Biden and his son Hunter's alleged dealings in the Ukraine. This news on the heels that President Trump's personal attorney Rudy Giuliani is being subpoenaed by House Democrats in the growing impeachment inquiry as well. There's a new member of the Trump administration as the president swears in the new U.S. Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia on Monday.
Gene, I'm confident that your sharp legal mind, firmness of character, devotion to justice, love for this country, and commitment to its people will make you an outstanding Secretary of Labor. I want you to be the best.
A sixth grade girl who accused three classmates of pinning her down and cutting her dreadlocks is admitting the story is a hoax. The girl's family released a statement apologizing to the accused students and the school. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
And Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, which allows everybody out there to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash using a huge variety of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, bank deposits, bank remittances, even sending cash by mail for people who like to live dangerously, I suppose. But all messages between buyers and sellers are encrypted. It's when a trade completes, those keys are deleted 7 days later. So there's no chat history, none of this crap being recorded like you'll find at Coinbase and all of these other exchanges that, you know, violate your privacy, because local.bitcoin.com is both a non-custodial exchange, meaning they don't ever actually have your Bitcoin Cash. It's all in your wallets, controlled by you at all times.
I have a little insider information for those that are wondering when the next crypto boom might occur. There's plenty of people out there thinking, Bitcoin died, didn't it? Of course, they don't know that it died about 150 times in the news.
Last month.
Right.
500 times?
Yeah, 500 times. Whatever the amount of times is that the news has declared Bitcoin dead. It died at $1, died at $30, died at back at $1, then died at $6. Like, it just kept on dying all the way up to, you know, $10,000. I think it's $8,500 at this point or something.
Yeah, it's on sale right now, so.
But for
those... I don't watch Bitcoin. I watch Bitcoin Cash, which is on sale at about $200 per right now.
I tend to think that you're correct that Bitcoin Cash will see a run up against BTC in the future. That's my opinion.
I hope you are correct.
I believe I'm correct, but I can tell you about BTC. Because at this point, if somebody buys from ATMs, that means that they want to buy in quantity, and they want to buy usually with some level of
privacy.
Privacy. And if they're buying from ATMs, then but right now ATM purchases are up, at least in this particular geographic area.
Well, yeah, all of us went, oh, it's on sale.
Well,
let's go get some.
I think that what that means is an indication that at some point or another in the relatively near future that another bull run is coming, and that if another bull run comes, it's probably going to go because all the other bull runs eclipsed the previous bull run, right? So Bitcoin went up to $30 and then sure. fell to $1. Then went up to like $150 and then fell to $60. And then ran up to $1,200 and then dropped to $100. And then ran up from $100 BTC, ran up to $20,000 and then dropped to, I think, about 3,000.
Yeah, about 3,000.
And then has recently run up to 10, dropped to 8,500. I believe that that's a little blip on the way up to some number that is five digits. So, you know, five digits is nothing. That's 10,000. It was just it was at 2 days ago.
Sure.
But it was at 20,000 at one point of the peak. So, I don't know. I'm hazarding a guess when I say 60,000. And
I want to interject here that local.bitcoin.com is for buying and selling Bitcoin Cash.
Agreed.
Not BTC.
When you see that run in BTC, I think you will see a run in the alts that goes faster than that. That they
I don't
will,
know about faster, but they
will
certainly
recoup against BTC. So the alts will, you know, whatever their low point is against BTC, they will increase their amount against that. And I'm invested in the fund that I manage that's the truth.
Sure.
Now, I may not be right, but I am considered as Bitcoin John the Baptist, the guy who told Roger Ver about Bitcoin, right? And, you know, Ian and I on the show here. Free Talk Live gets the credit. And, you know, some people care what I say when it comes to cryptos. And, you know, it's all a waiting game. And
it is.
It'll happen or it won't.
Yeah. I look forward to the future, though. And you can, you know, get your Bitcoin Cash now by going to local.bitcoin.com. It's an awesome website. So before we got derailed into our conversation about justice and other nonsense that probably isn't really important, we were talking about Amber Geiger, the cop who broke in to someone else's apartment, shot and killed them, and then has been using the excuse that, you know, it was dark and she thought it was her apartment. Now, coming to us from CBS News, Geiger, who is white, tearfully testified last week that she mistook Jean's apartment for her own after a long shift.
What could be the possible reason besides this being the truth?
What do you mean?
I'm just trying to figure out.
Does she have some sort of vendetta against the guy or something?
Like, nobody's drugged this out.
I've heard that before.
Well, I have no doubt that she, you know, she is either stupid enough or was tired enough or drunk enough to have stumbled into the wrong apartment.
Okay.
I believe her
We're taking
testimony.
That as the likelihood, because at this point, you may have heard it on the internet, Michael, but I mean, I don't know where else. I don't believe it has been introduced in the court case.
Yeah, I didn't hear it.
And if it has been introduced in the court case, then, you know, I'm going to retract all of this. But, you know, at this point, I haven't heard anything like this lady had some kind of vendetta against this dude. Just that.
I see no reason to believe she did.
Okay, so what could it be if you know, I don't want to doubt it. Tell me why I should doubt that she wandered into the apartment and thought that, you know, it was hers.
I can't because I don't.
Well, the tone you're saying makes it seem like you don't believe that story. You just think it's dumb, drunk, and tired is the terminology that we're going to use here?
Yes.
Fine.
I would argue that it's a level of negligence where the action taken is so grossly disproportionate to what she was doing.
I think she's too quick to pull a gun.
Exactly. I mean, and, you know, being it, that type of person who is too quick to pull a gun.
Anybody
can
walk into the wrong apartment.
They have to be they
probably should have had his
careful.
Door locked, by the way.
True. But someone who's inclined to pull a trigger and shoot someone should be infinitely more careful with where they're going and what they're doing than would even allow for them to stumble into the wrong apartment.
Agreed.
If you're a police officer, you don't have to be careful, though.
Well, that's my issue. That's what's a question here, is whether or not she does. I mean, to me, this is just sounding like a manslaughter situation. So,
and the incredulity you heard in my voice was likely the fact that CBS News bothered to point out that this blonde woman is white within their article, as though that's of significance. I mean, they're trying to paint it as white cop kills black men, Black Lives Matter, cops are bad, blah, blah, blah.
But don't you think that in today in America, that is a relevant fact that she's white, he's black?
Probably not. She says that, you know, it was a silhouetted figure walking toward her in the dark apartment. So she may not have even been noticeably black. I mean, it was dark, and he was just a silhouette, presumably with a light behind him.
I don't know whether I mean, whatever. I
just don't think that the issue should be about race when it's, you know,
race in situations like this is relevant. I don't know that there should be any additional punishment as a result, but, you know, like there's a big black man in his underpants walking towards you in your house. I can see that there's some kind of, you know, idea in her head or whatever, but it's not her house. So, you know, manslaughter. What do you think about it? What do you think? You don't want any punishment for, right? Because you don't think punishment solves anything, so you won't take a stand on punishment. Right. I say 10 years in prison for manslaughter. Michael, you got something?
I would go with manslaughter. And
you got a number that makes anybody happy? Because that's what this is all about. It all comes down to how much prison time is she going to get.
If she gets 2 to 10 years, I don't think anyone would complain. I'm afraid, though, that she's going to end up not getting anything. She's going to get off because they charged her with capital murder, not manslaughter.
Well, depending on the state, a jury can find somebody guilty of an a lesser included. So I don't know the answer as to how a Texas jury works.
I don't know either offhand. So.
What punishment would you prescribe for this woman who shot and killed somebody in their apartment? 855-450-3733. Give us a call and let us know what you think. How much prison time would you give her? Or use the Discord call-in lines, which you can find at discord.lrn.fm.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
Now, obviously, Amber Geiger killed someone. I mean, we can take that for granted. And
is there anything happening in the case? I mean, the jury's gone out.
Well, jury has gone out. And, well, the big news is that they are allowing her to use the Castle Doctrine. Which is the
what?
Whole,
okay.
My home is my castle, so anyone in it, I have the right to kill. Which
okay.
I would generally agree with if it was her castle.
All right, the Castle Doctrine I find to be an interesting point. So, yes, I will say that Amber should be able to use the Castle Doctrine to dodge a capital murder charge in order to get a lesser included charge of manslaughter. But when you mistakenly apply the Castle Doctrine to someone else's house, their castle, not yours, and kill them, then you have, I said mistaken, right? So you've mistakenly killed somebody. That makes you guilty. Like it's an admission of manslaughter. So I'm willing to look at it from a legal standpoint that it is, you know, it shouldn't get her, nothing should get this lady let off, in my opinion. You know, I mean, like, even if the family comes forward and says, we understand what happened, it's a terrible tragedy, and we forgive Ms. Geiger and hope that she lives a wonderful life, and we think it would be best if she didn't become a police, if she was no longer a police officer, and, you know, had to go on, you know, life as a social worker, helping people, or whatever the hell it is that they said. Still, you know, she's, like, something has to be done from a societal level just to stop this stuff. But
don't count on it. Tomorrow's headline is going to be a not guilty verdict. I will bet.
I can't believe it. But
I think they'll be in deliberation longer than that.
All right. Well, Michael, I hope you're wrong.
I hope I'm wrong, too, but I'm afraid I might not be.
Well, let's go to the phones. We got Matthew calling from Louisiana. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, Ariat, you are not correct in your description of the use of the castle doctrine. It all involves whether you have a duty to retreat or not.
Right.
So it
sure.
can be called stand your ground.
Right.
Now, she had, you know, from one point of view, you could say she had a reasonable fear that this guy was, you know, not supposed to be there and was going to attack her. And so...
Was it reasonable, though, to stand in somebody else's apartment with their furniture, their portraits on the wall?
She didn't know that.
How could she not have known that?
Well, now you're calling her a liar. A few minutes ago, you weren't willing to do that.
No, I'm saying how could she... Okay, then let me phrase. How could she be so unobservant and so negligent?
But people make mistakes. You said it yourself. Drunk, tired, stupid. Okay?
Distracted by text messages on her phone.
She went to condition white as soon as she crossed the threshold into her apartment.
What does condition white mean?
Condition white means that you feel you are safe. There is no chance that anything bad can happen to you. So you kind of turn off the radar. And she had her radar off, so was not very observant, and then did not turn on the you know, all the lights, apparently, and saw this dark shadow moving towards her. And she's like, oh, my God, there's a burglar in here. He's in his underwear. So he wants to do nasty things to me.
What
so
do you want?
Pinks.
What do you I agree with you, Matthew. What do you propose as a punishment?
I think she should get 5 years for manslaughter, or if. They did get offered that as the alternative sentence to, I think the prosecutor was actually trying to go to murder in the first degree.
Well, according to Mortified Penguin, she stepped on his distinctive red doormat, one of which she did not have, and her key did not turn the lock. I asked if these are facts of the case. He replies, yes, he heard about it on NPR.
Okay.
So not only did her key
not work.
How'd
she get the door open?
Presumably it was unlocked. That would be the first thing I would do. I would, you know, try to put my key into the lock and then I would
sometimes
try to handle.
Keys don't work in locks. Sure. I mean, you know, they just stick in there or whatever.
But
and
after trying it, she turned the handle and
turned the handle
anyway.
And then got in. Yeah. So I wonder why my key's not working. Okay, I'm still going with drunk, tired, and stupid. And,
right,
you know,
and I don't know. I want to establish the standard that police or not, every concealed carry holder has to at all times stay 100% sober. I mean, that standard is, if it's not impossible.
Look, I'm not saying they have to be 100% sober all of the time.
She just has to be responsible for her actions. And you claim that her actions are consistent with manslaughter, so all of us agree here, whether you like it or not.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm disagreeing with the usage of the castle doctrine.
At this point, I've said 10 years, Michael said 2 to 10 years, and Matthew said 5 years, and you say, I don't believe in sentences because libertarianism and stuff.
I didn't say anything about it.
But we've all said...
I said forgiveness is going to make the family of this murdered victim...
Yes, it will.
...feel, actually have closure on the matter.
I'm worried about her getting back on the street.
While seeing her be punished is just going to scratch an animalistic, barbaric itch.
The closure is going to be, I'm sure they will sue the city of Dallas if they haven't lost the suit. And the city of Dallas will have to spend a bunch of money defending themselves.
Well, the city of Dallas should just write a check and shut up.
How is this going to bring the family closure, though? I feel like there's a lot of misunderstanding here about what closure actually is, and it's coming to peace with an event that has happened.
I think that closure can include people understanding your position. And if somebody claimed that she made a terrible mistake, and you know, like if society, if the court system, what functions is society, right? The government, you know, standing in for society says, this was a deadly mistake, and... somebody, and she's guilty of a deadly mistake, that can help with forgiveness, because then at the very least people understand that you have, that other people say, yes, this was wrong and it shouldn't have happened to you and your family. So
well, she says, I hate that I have to live with this every single day of my life, and I ask God for forgiveness, and I hate myself every single day.
And she's definitely taking a tactic on this, the stand, that is, I'm admitting to manslaughter in order to avoid murder.
Murder in the first degree.
Now, she was offered 5 years. Now, let me ask you this, Matthew. She was offered 5 years and turned it down in for a court case?
She might wind up getting it anyhow.
Yeah, no doubt.
She could be found not guilty because it is a convincing defense.
How so? What convinced? I mean, I'm not trying to be sarcastic. But I mean, what?
She didn't commit murder. If there's no way for this judge, if there's no way for a jury to,
how can you argue we even have a society if you can break into someone's apartment, murder them, and not commit murder?
That is a society based on one group being able to kill another. This is a society. Sure, it's a bad one.
There are circumstances where that sort of thing happens all the time. Let's use a different device. Let's use an automobile. Let's say I run somebody over because they were working on their car on the side of the road, and I didn't really note that they were working on their car because it was dark, and they leaned back to inspect their magnificent work, and I whack them and take them out.
Okay, but this would be more like somebody is standing in their driveway, you pull into their driveway thinking it's yours, and you run over and kill them.
I know a guy that happened to.
That's a very, very different thing from accidentally hitting a pedestrian on the side of the road.
I know a guy who killed his neighbor in a duplex. You know how the driveways can sit right next to each other. Killed his neighbor in a duplex because he fell asleep on the bumper of his car. The guy didn't walk around. I'm not saying he's guilty of manslaughter. He's not. But sometimes tragic accidents happen, and sometimes you're responsible for the death of somebody else.
The thing is I don't know if the judge also in the charging instructions, because all I had was, Fox News radio taking a break from, oh, the ringing man dead, to tell us that the judge says that the alternative sentence could be manslaughter. But I kind of would say should be at least negligent homicide. But what should be the punishment for negligent homicide? As far as closure, trust me, big money may not bring closure, but it will bring a lot of, good feeling.
Yeah, they'll feel better.
Well, Matthew, thank you so much for the call. What do you think? Will money help this family feel better about, having a family member murdered? 855-450-3733.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app. Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.